Alma chapter 28. In this chapter, we find that there was a tremendous war, and the reason that there was a war was because the Lamanites had followed the people of Ammon into the wilderness, and now when they came unto the Nephites, they really wanted to attack the Nephites. Again, we have to believe that that this is the Lord's design, and this is His plan, and this was a way to awaken the Nephites. We have the natural assumption to say, well, these men were the Nephites were great and wonderful, and look how much they had to sacrifice to protect the people of Ammon. But if we study what it said about these wars, we see that in verse 11, it said that that many thousands were mourning for their loss. And why were they mourning for their loss? Because they have reason to fear, according to the promises of the Lord, that they are consigned to a state of endless woe. So you see, that was their problem, that was their worry. Whereas it says in verse 12 that even though others mourn for the loss, they rejoiced and they exult in the hope that, according to the promise of the Lord, that theirs were raised to dwell on the right hand of God. Now, again, we have to see that there were many Nephites who were not following the Lord, were not believing in the Lord, and so the very fact that the people of Ammon had came indeed changed the law of justification, so that the Nephites could be preserved, and so they should thank them. And notice again that's important. That if we die and we've been righteous and we've been followers of the Lord, He's going to receive us, and others around us should be happy that we have finished our state, and they obviously miss us, and it's obvious, and we always miss others, and there's nothing wrong with mourning and feeling bad that we miss someone, but that is our personal problem. The person who has died, they're not in mourning, they're not having a problem. The only reason that we could mourn for them is as it shows, it says here, that they've been wicked, and we have a feeling that they are not indeed saved with the Lord. And so it finishes by saying that what's important is not whether or not someone dies or not, but whether or not they have spent their lives in the laboring diligently in the vineyards of the Lord. That's what it says in verse 14. And now let's not all of a sudden get all hung up on saying, whoa, that says that we're supposed to go out and save people and we're supposed to go out and do church work and everything. See, that's men again trying to define what the vineyards of the Lord are. What is the vineyards of the Lord? It's coming unto Him and following what He says through personal revelation. That's what it said over and over again. It's coming unto Him, being with Him, being part of His fold, having Him tell you what to do. It is not, again, all the definitions. Men read these things and then they love to say this. This gives them authority now to tell you what to do. And I repeat, the vineyard is man, and that man is you. And it is not someone else, and that is not what He wants you to do. He wants you to concentrate on yourself. After you concentrate on yourself, or while you're concentrating on yourself, then He, to help you, will use you with others. But the others is not your labor, and it is not your reward.